From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Services sector, it's starting to get a bit real. Mood is doer.
Yeah, very large part of the economy, Mike. Large part of GDP. And after that good news on Friday that the manufacturing sector is still expanding, what's happening in services? So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index for March, and the services sector contracted in March. So it's fallen 6 points to 46.0. That, Mike, is a 10-month low and 6.6 points below or lower than the long-term average. So it's not good news. Let's look through the sectors. The issue here really is sectors that are related to sort of discretionary spending, so hospitality, accommodation, recreational, personal services. It's also the third consecutive months of decline in the index. And I think that sort of really stands out to me because we're all focusing on the Middle East conflict. But this index was weak before March.
Yeah, it was
already weak. So the Middle East conflict, though, clearly having an effect. If I look at the breakdown of the sub-indexes, and here's the rub, it's hitting the ones you don't want it to hit. Activity sales, very weak, 44.6. New orders, 45.7. They're the areas of key concern. Look, people are asked to make comments as well, and 69% of those comments are negative. What does it all mean, Mike? Well, look, it's high frequency, so we look for trends. And as I say, in actual fact, the service sector has hardly looked buoyant for the last 12 months, really. A couple of lone months in expansion territory towards the end of last year. The composite index combined the PSI, the PMI, on a GDP-weighted basis, 46.8. So that's contracting as well. Suggests very weak economic. Oh, it's not very. That I will not use that word. Suggests weak economic growth. Clearly, you know, the energy price shock has affected confidence. People are prioritising spending. Q1 growth will be lower than expected, but what we don't like to see is the momentum into Q2 will be weaker than expected as well. It also means the employment market, which we really like to see recover, will sort of struggle to recover in this environment. So from an economic point of view, Mike, Middle East conflict hitting just when we didn't need a headwind.
Now, this is why we need you here. So I'm reading about A2.
Yep.
So the demand appears to be there in China. China's not through the Strait of Hormuz, and yet they're blaming the war. So how do you square that circle?
Yeah, it's all these second round effects, which is, you know, it's just not what you want to see. So what happened yesterday is A2 Milk, they've put out a guidance or profit guidance. It's not, the conflict here is not the only issue, but it's a contributing factor. So profit warning guidance, bottom line is they're guiding to lower numbers than previously advised. The good news in this one, if you're looking for good news, they're still seeing plenty of demand for their products. Mm. Yeah, but they've got these issues, and it's supply chain disruptions. So what's happened is they've got variability now in the capacity allocations in sea freight, so they can't get this product that they want onto the sea freight, so they're putting it onto air freight. That's what they need to do to accelerate product shipments to China, but it's expensive, and they can't get the space that they need, so they're now worried about product availability of the China label infant mix formula during April and May. They also had production challenges that's coming out of Synlait. All these factors are going to impact on their FY26 guidance, and it smacked the share price. Share price got hit 12.4% yesterday. Now, what I'm not sure about is why they're getting these problems in the sea freight.
That's right.
So we need to investigate that more.
Yeah, indeed. Now, what about these party poopers at the ANZ?
ANZ changing their call in the OCR, now calling for 3 OCR hikes before the end of the year. You may recall, Mike, I have said this, that the market pricing was kind of already there.
That's right.
The economists weren't necessarily in the same place. So there was all the pessimistic guys and girls in the markets were saying, oh, they're going to need hikes. But it's all about the starting point of the OCR, which currently is at 2.25. It's stimulatory. It's below neutral. The RBNZ is forecasting inflation at 4.1%, well above the 2% midpoint. And what the ANZ is saying, basically, that's going to be too uncomfortable for them. So the suggestion is they'll move the OCR back to a neutral level and local interest. What it's done, Mike, is it means that our wholesale local interest rates are climbing again. So, not great news this morning, is it?
Can I be optimistic and say, even if they're right and they land at 3%, it's not the end of the world, historically.
Well, it's not. And I keep reminding people, this country and this economy has done very well historically with interest rates quite a bit higher than where they are today.
Yeah.
And we can still grow this economy with interest rates than where they currently are. It's not an impediment to growth.
Exactly. We need to be running this plane. Now, what are the numbers?
Right, so blockade or no blockade? Well, yesterday markets got, and certainly during the day, markets got a little bit freaked out about all this, but they've recovered overnight. So the Dow Jones is up 73 points, 0.16%, 47,991. The S&P 500 is up 31 points, just under 0.5%, 6848. And the NASDAQ is up 0.33%, 151 points, 23,054. Yesterday, the FTSE 100 lost 0.17%. 10,582, the close there. The Nikkei lost 0.75%, 56503. The Shanghai Composite virtually unchanged, 3988. The Aussies slightly weaker on the day, down 0.39%, 8926 on the ASX 200. The NZX 50 didn't have a great day yesterday, down 1.22%, 161 points, 13,020. Kiwi dollar, 0.5862, a little bit stronger, 0.8269 against the Aussie, 0.4995 against the euro, 0.4345 pounds, 93.44 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,730. Brent crude spiked on the blockade used yesterday, has come back $99.21.
Have a good one, Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.